The training camp was brilliant. The location we went to, the facility that we went to, was top class. You know, it was actually a camp that actually Everton had used at some stage, you know, so that was great. Plus, the weather was top class. The boys worked really hard and put a good bit of time, downtime together, and we enjoyed ourselves very much as well, you know. Oh. That was something that was a wee bit surreal, you know. You had the boys exclusively for 4 nights and 5 full days, and we could plan out their schedules. It was almost like being a professional. It was a wee bit artificial, but it was really, really enjoyable. You know, you can definitely see the benefits of, you know, being able to train twice a day and boys getting rest and getting rubbed out and being able to get the recovery work, being able to go that wee bit quicker. So it was very, very good from that point of view.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt about it. You've got off to a great start. Two big wins in your opening games. Donegal showing brilliant form.
Yeah, listen, we had a very good start, Tom. You know, listen, to get 4 points, number one, was great, and to play well both days out. But same time, we'd be very much aware that a lot of teams are very much building up towards the second phase of the league, as we would have been. You know, we wouldn't feel we've a whole pile of work done, to be honest, you know. But the next 3-4 games now, particularly the next 3 in a row over the next 3 weekends, we'll shake up the league, and we'll see where everybody's at after that.
Starts this weekend, obviously, with Mayo coming to Ballybuffet, looking for their first point.
Yeah, I think, look, they got off to a terrible start down in Cork, where they just didn't perform and were well beaten. I think they showed a much better display, and that, you know, played a lot more, more like the Mayo we'd expect against Dublin. But look, they're short a number of players as well, and obviously with the late appointment of the management, they would be playing catch up more than most. But listen, they're set up for an ideal situation, in the sense that they're going to come with all guns blazing, and it's going to be up to us to answer that, you know.
Mm. And I suppose the beauty of it from your point of view is that they are without the Castlebar contingent, so they're probably going to get stronger as the league goes on, and probably after St. Patrick's Day for the latter rounds.
Yeah, obviously they're missing, I think they've probably got 2 if not 3 starters from Castlebar, and they've had a couple of injuries. But look, you know, to be honest, you know, at this stage of the year, we don't overly worry about any of the opposition. It's more about ourselves, and obviously Mayo are going to bring what they bring, but we've got to bring the same levels of intensity and more, and try to just produce a very, very good performance and hopefully get us over the line.
Yeah. In terms of the squad, injury-wise, I know you've had a couple of niggling injuries, and obviously you have some of the more senior players coming back. How are you fixed for the weekend?
Well, look, you know, Kieran Thompson picked up, he got a knock just on the side of his knee, and look, it's feeling a bit better, you know, today, so it is, but he's not going to train tonight, so we'll just have to monitor that as the week goes. But apart from that, we have a fairly clean bill of health, you know.
When did Kieran pick up that knock?
Picked it up on the Wednesday of the training camp. You know, he just got a bang into the side of the knee, and the knee swole up slightly, but the swelling started to go down now. But we're not too, well, look, we have to get a scan on it, but we're not overly fearful about the medical team. I think it should settle down, you know.
Yeah, and Neil Gallagher didn't feature for Letterkenny IT as well. Picked up a knock as well, was that?
I'm not too sure. I know he just had a wee bit of stiffness of his hamstring, and that was it. Now, I'm not sure why he didn't play or whatever, but look, he done the majority of the training there, which we'd expect Neil to be fully available, you know.
Yeah, and I know when we spoke to you last, Carl Lacey was back in training. Colin McFadden had just returned as well. How are they shaping up?
They're both moving through the gears nicely, Tom, you know, so we just have to, again, monitor them now. I don't expect them to feature this weekend. We'll just hold them off another wee while longer.
Yeah, obviously you're looking for a win this weekend, and it would put you in a great position, wouldn't it?
It would. Listen, I think, you know, you'd be very unfortunate to go down if you won your first 3, and that's the primary goal. But, you know, at this stage, we're just really focusing on Mayo. You know, they've had the upper hand on us the last number of years. You know, they beat us maybe as in 2 championship matches, and we've drawn and lost the league game. So we want to try to change that stat for a start, you know.
Yeah, and a healthy, shall we say, maybe even a tetchy rivalry developed there between the two sides. We saw in Castlebar last year a quite competitive game.
I think it's fair to say that any of the games we play against them are quite feisty, you know. We've played in a fair share of big games over the last number of years. Familiarity sometimes does that, but listen, we have great respect for Mayo, and I think they'd have the same for ourselves, and I think you're going to see 2 of the top sides going hammer and tongue at each other on Sunday.
Yeah. And tell me, Rory, because of the good start, and, you know, you're looking in a position where you're probably nearly safe at this stage, or certainly one result maybe away from it, do you begin to look up rather than maybe look over your shoulders and maybe Croke Park in the middle of April?
Look, we honestly don't look too far ahead of ourselves if that presents itself. And the way this league is, if you manage to survive, you have a good chance of making the playoffs, you know. But look, it hasn't changed for us. We just want to get to 6 or 7 points as early as possible. And if we get to a league semi-final, we'll deal with that. It's certainly something that we'd very much embrace and look forward to. You know, with the scheduling of our championship match this year, it's a completely different different situation than we found ourselves in 2015.
In terms of health for the weekend, health of the squad, who's definitely in and who's maybe definitely out?
Look, at this stage, nobody's definitely out. As I said, Kieran Thompson's the only one we're really worried about. We won't have Carl or Colin McFadden won't be back in with us yet. David Walsh won't be back in with us. Darrell O'Connor, Rory Carr, but apart from that, you know, when they've been, they haven't really been involved so far. We should have everybody available.